And now on the Business Breakfast, we're looking at whether or not those low oil prices are making it harder for UAE companies to raise funds and to access capital. We've got the credit risk management company Coface in the studio. They've been looking at the correlation. Massimo Falcioni, who is the CEO of Coface, is with us now. Massimo, it's lovely to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Good morning.
So you've been looking at this link, in fact, so much so you've written a report on the correlation between lower oil prices and companies' ability to access cash, to access capital from the banks. What have you found?
Well, we found firstly that liquidity has stabilized and it's increasing. And this is very good news, actually, because we come from a 2016, which was quite a challenging year. As you know, if you look at specifically to the UAE, the diversified economy has helped to somehow to mitigate what was in the global situation. And as well as some structural reforms that has been put in place by the government help a lot. However, liquidity in the region remained tight for 2016. The good news that for two quarters in a row, we saw that the liquidity stabilized and the books, the loan books of the banks have increased as well. So this means that actually what happened in the banking sector has improved the conditions for the banks to increase their lending.
Let's do a little bit of economics 101 here, because I feel like on the Business Breakfast, we say a lot, oil's really important here, you know, the oil prices affect everything, but we don't talk a lot about how, about what the link is between government spending and oil is probably one of the most obvious, but how it then goes on to affect the banking sector and companies that have nothing to do with commodities, have nothing to do with oil in the private sector. So do you want to explain how a company that has nothing to do with oil, and a bank that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with oil, are both affected by what's happening with those prices?
Okay, great. So when the oil price went down, of course, these economies, which are highly dependent still, I mean, globally, GCC economies are dependent on from the oil, they saw a reduction of public deposits in the banks. So this, of course, created to the banks an immediate reaction to manage their deposits, and a combination of facts, which were, a demand which was becoming a little bit slightly more risky because the global economy was becoming more difficult. The risk of impairment costs, which is the reserves the bank have to put in order to back such kind of lending, created, especially in 2016, a situation where the banks were more tight, more cautious to lend. Now, the good thing is that you mentioned before a correlation between oil and what is access to funding, especially in the GCC. Well, this correlation now is becoming slightly divergent. And this is the good news, because despite the oil price remain at $50, slightly less than that, actually what's happening now is that improved conditions in the banking sector allow corporates to get more loans from the banks. So this means that, again, despite oil prices still at the same level as we saw since, I mean, the last 12 months, improved conditions will have opportunity for the banks to lend more.
But it's not just the oil prices that are impacting it, is it? Because we've got, I mean, we've got more regulations about capital requirements for banks for starters, but we've also got raising interest rates. What effect is that having on the cost of the borrowing that people are able to do?
Yeah, exactly. So this means that the cost has increased and improved the margins of the banks. So it means that at the same time, this massively contributed to increase the profits on the banks. If you see the last two quarters, published by the banks in terms of their profitability, they report most of the banks an improved situation, improved profits. Now, this is quite important because, reduction in the cost, operational cost of the banks on the activities they put in place in order to manage the new situation. The increased interest rates for the corporates, this means that the banks are more in favor at the moment to increase their loan books. And this is reflected, in fact, in the numbers we registered in the second quarter.
This is, these numbers are great. I mean, to know that the GCC is going to register solid loan growth of 4%. 4.9% in 2017 in the GCC, that banks can squeeze an extra profit margin out of that. What I'm kind of interested in is, and I don't think the data is there to actually suggest the answer to this question, is why are people borrowing money? How much of it is people wanting extra capital, either for special projects or to expand their companies? Or how much of it is people needing that money to pay salaries, rents, to pay creditors, etc.? How much of that borrowing is desperation borrowing? That's what I'm trying to understand. Do you have a flavor of that or a feeling of that?
I have some figures, actually, to explain this. If you look what, for instance, Dubai Chamber of Commerce and Industry declared at the moment, they saw that in the first half of 2017, the number of exporter and re-exporter grew up in terms of 6.1% versus last year. So it means that there are new operators, export and re-export, in the market. There were 8,900 new companies which registered in the chamber, registering a 10.9% increase. So this is not a desperate, actually, needs of funding. This is our entrepreneurs which want to do business and are convinced that the economic conditions have improved. I'm not surprised about what the IMF just recently published about the positive outlook of a global economy. We are registering now signs of recovery in many, many areas of the world. So the good news is that all around China, even US, if it's slightly less, but still growing, Europe, Italy, Germany, France, Spain.
Well, France, the IMF is forecasting no growth for Italy and places like that. France is about the only one of the major European countries actually they're forecasting growth for next year. But this business of what, how many of new companies was it? 8,000, 9,000?
8,900.
There's probably 8,000 or 9,000 that have dropped off the radar. People whose business, who had started, found that business was too tough and have dropped off as well. So they're probably just replacing companies that were there and are no longer there.
Actually, what we are registering is a lot of new startups, a lot of young entrepreneurs. Please keep in mind that especially in the Middle East, there are approximately 1 million young workers entering the market every year. 1 million of new entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, which are good access to the market. And I think it's something that we are registering, a lot of new startups, a lot of new projects. And actually, to be honest with you, in 2017, we saw also a pickup of the projects which were frozen in 2016, which restarted again in 2017.
That's a GCC stat, is it? 1 million people entering the workforce every year.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
What does it mean, though, for those entrepreneurs, those small business owners, when it comes to tapping finance? I mean, you've spoken a lot more positively than I actually expected you to in terms of how easy or not it is to access finance. But if I look at the numbers from your report, you're expecting to see around 5% loan growth in 2017, which sounds solid, but it's not the 9-point-something that we've seen as an average over the past 4 years. So there's a sector there that's not getting the money they want. Is it new and upcoming businesses?
This is new upcoming businesses, yes. And at the same time, the reason why the percentage of growth is lower than in the past, because of course the conditions are different. And banks have to manage very cautiously the risk. So there are two key things that the banks are doing at the moment: managing internal costs in terms of operations and also managing risks. This is not only for the banking sector. Every company at the moment has to be carefully to manage their risk. There are risks in the economy, of course. In this situation, we saw in the sectors there is a risk of non-payment, risk of delay of payments. And for the banks, there is a risk, of course, that loans are not repaid. So the underwriting is cautious, but the good thing is that it's growing in an important rate, because that 4.8% we are projecting is very solid and is very good, actually.
Massimo, does that figure, 4.9%, does that actually include mortgages, or is it just personal lending, small business lending, or does it include
both? They include both. But on the business side, I have to tell you that is the majority of that. So the majority of that growth is because of the business lending rather than on personal lending.
Roughly what percentage of the 4.9?
That's 80% of that is on business.
Okay, so we're talking about sort of 4% growth comes from the business lending.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. And again, so if you combine the signs we're registering, so stabilization in terms of liquidity, a more appetite of the banks to increase their lending books, improve conditions in the banking sector, a global economy which is recovering, I think that today the good news that we are talking about really an upswing in the economy, and we are just seeing all these important signs which are confirming this. And if we just switch to the Islamic economy as well, we see even more. The lending books, for instance, in the Islamic banks have also increased more than in the conventional one. So it means that something is really important happening.
It's interesting hearing you say this, because I'm thinking anecdotally what we're hearing from people coming on the Business Breakfast, and I feel like we've been getting a surge recently and people have been looking for alternative sources of funding. Bit of PE action going on, but also a lot of crowdsourcing. We've had two companies, funny enough, alternative energy companies, in the studio in the last month, a solar company and a biodiesel company, who are using Eureka, which is, I think, the DIFC-based crowdfunding platform. Are you expecting to see more of this?
It will increase. For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, at the moment, there's the banking lending. There is additional crowdfunding elements. I would say that also the banks are diversifying how they're lending. I saw, for instance, as from a Coface standpoint, an increase of trade finance. We are registering companies which are really asking more guarantors in order to bring to the banks in terms of credit insurance and to provide to the banks to get additional funding of their receivables. So again, the important thing is that now there is a need of more funding in the economy because the economy is really picking up. So it's a very positive needs of funding.
How do you then explain the difference between this positivity that you're seeing and the fact that sort of anecdotally the market's doing badly, people are being laid off, so many sectors are really struggling? How do you put those two together?
Because that was needed. It's a cost restructuring of all these enterprises that needed to be done. It has been done in the private sector, it has been done in the banking sector. It was needed, actually. Costs were too high, and because of the economy difficulties, they needed to restructure the cost. This is exactly what the banks did specifically, but also the private sector did. So the combination of the two, that reducing the costs will protect the margins when the demand is not there. Now we are in a situation where the demand can repick it up. Costs are, companies are fit, so they can do more. And if these companies are the banks, they can inject more in the market. Injecting more in the market, they can fuel and fund the upswing, reprise of the economy. So they are very positive signs. I'm very positive today, actually. So it's all the data confirms this recovery.
Right, some optimism there from Massimo Falcioni, who is the CEO of Coface. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.